WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Four vehicles were involved in a parking lot crash yesterday afternoon that resulted in one death. This was by the Chick-fil-A off of Briarcrest. The cause is still being determined, but Bryan police believe that on Briarcrest, a westbound Tahoe entered the eastbound lane and struck a Nissan Versa, killing an 86-year-old passenger whose identity is being withheld at this time. An eastbound Suburban was struck by one of the two cars. Then the Tahoe entered the Chick-fil-A parking lot and struck an empty Explorer. Police have ruled out a medical episode as the cause, but all drivers and passengers were transported to St. Joseph's. No charges have been filed at this time. The wreck was reported shortly before 5:30 by medics who drove up to the scene. The intersection of Briarcrest and Freedom was blocked for more than 3 hours. Two men have been arrested and authorities are looking for a third accused of last week's armed robbery of a convenience store in North Bryan. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a witness saw three masked people coming out of the Handy Stop on Texas north of Highway 21, took a picture of the getaway car, and started following the suspects.
About an hour and a half later, an officer observed a vehicle that kind of matched the description, and we made a stop on that vehicle. This vehicle happened to have some evidence from the robbery that had occurred.
The officer who pulled over the car for not stopping arrested 24-year-old Michael Bradford of Bryan for driving with a suspended license and other traffic offenses. Investigators found costumes worn in the holdup and lottery tickets stolen from the store. Bradford is now accused of participating in the robbery along with another Bryan man, 23-year-old Anthony Reed Jr., who was picked up Tuesday. Former Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland made it official yesterday, seeking the mayor's job in this year's election. Incumbent Jason Bienski previously announced he was running for re-election. This also follows the filing of two candidates seeking to succeed Paul Madison as councilman in single-member District 2. Madison cannot run again due to term limits. And there will be two new members elected to the College Station School Board. Incumbents Garland Watson and Randall Pitcock have decided not to seek re-election. There are three who have filed for Watson's seat: John Fedora, Ben Roper, and Michael Wesson. Seeking Pitcock's seat is Quinn Williams, and Jeff Harris is running for re-election. Filing continues until August 26th for the city and school elections. A two-day meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents is underway.
Most of yesterday was spent reviewing next year's budgets for all system schools and agencies. Final action scheduled today. A two-hour working lunch today will be held in executive session. Several items recently in the news will be discussed behind closed doors. Regents will consider the separation agreement with A&M President Bowen Lofton as he returns to the classroom in January and the process of selecting his successor. Regents will visit privately about the Kyle Field redevelopment project and the system's oversight of foundations and related organizations regarding gifts and donations. That follows recent lawsuits against the 12th Man Foundation over future seating at the new Kyle Field. A discussion scheduled about seeking bids to hand over management of Easterwood Airport to a for-profit company. The board will also hear about the summer collapse of the new equine center being built that injured four construction workers. And there will be what could be a final review of the system buying the Texas Wesleyan Law School in Fort Worth. Final action is scheduled today. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The city of College Station has determined that the Twin Cities have been recognized for quality of life by 15 national publications or online surveys in the last 3 years. The latest is a third-part repeat in Forbes' list of best small places for businesses and careers. The Bryan-College Station area is fifth nationally and first in Texas. The list is based on 12 factors related to jobs and education. BCS was sixth last year and ninth in 2011 among metro areas with populations under 250,000. No other Texas city was in the top 35. At least $500,000 is missing from the fund operating a cemetery in rural Navarro County. Sheriff Elmer Tanner told the Corsicana Daily News a criminal complaint's been filed, but no one's been arrested. At one time, the Cemetery Association in Dresden, population 25, had $700,000. The loss was discovered in June following a review of financial records by the association's new president. And the field of top candidates to be the next lieutenant governor is now set. Incumbent David Dewhurst made his candidacy official yesterday. Dewars responded to criticism of his leadership skills following the abortion regulation bill filibuster last month.
I didn't lose control over what we were doing. We had an unruly mob of hundreds.
Dewhurst, who was first elected in 2002, is opposed by State Senator Dan Patrick of Houston, Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, and Ag Commissioner Todd Staples. And finally, more than 16,000 local public school students were helped last year by your donations to the Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive.
We collected more than 60,000 items and more than $15,000 in monetary donations, and we'd love to add to that if possible.
The Junior League's Tracy Payne wants to see you today.
We are going to have choirs and dance groups and cheerleading squads and all kinds of activities.
Donations are being accepted at the Brazos Center and local HEB stores until 6:30 tonight. Online at WTAW.com, you can see a list of school supplies. WTAW News Time is 6:14 at 78 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wow, look at her. She yours?
Yeah, my first.
Congrats. You're gonna love every moment of it.
This is all just so new for me.
Here you are, sir, your Subway Applewood pulled pork with extra pickles.
I'm just so happy.
Try the newest arrival at Subway, the new Applewood Pulled Pork. Tender pork and rich barbecue sauce bursting with sweet, smoky Applewood flavor on freshly baked bread. Get it before it's gone. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:15 is brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. We're at morefeed.com.
Any cloudiness this morning will give way to sunshine. We'll see temperatures climb to 100 to maybe as warm as 105 this afternoon. Clear for the most part tonight, low 75 to 80. A little bit of cloudiness forming towards tomorrow morning. For tomorrow, becoming partly to mostly sunny with a high of around 100. Generally clear much of tomorrow night, low 75 to 80. Mixture of clouds and sun developing Saturday with the threat of a thunderstorm, high Saturday around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Things a little more normal at the A&M practice field, but some more revelations from CBSSports.com concerning Johnny Football. We'll get you caught up with that. Also, the Rangers are on a roll. They're 9 of their last 10. And the Astros got beat and come from behind fashion again by the Bo Sox. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll knock it out for you at about 6:50.
You know, the Rob's weather forecast, that threat of rain, believe me, that is not a threat,
no.
Rob. No.
No.
We'll be glad to go dance in the streets or wash our cars or do whatever we need to.
My front yard's getting crunchy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it needs to be squishy and it's crunchy. 40% chance of showers is what they're telling us numerically on Saturday and on Sunday as well, so... our hopes, and again, you know, we've got some of those pesky clouds out there this morning. You know, you hate when that happens, those clouds that might... actually, in the morning, it's really not too bad because, I mean, we're only at 78 or so, and the winds are up a little bit. So, I mean, if you want to go out and mow the lawn in the dark, it's probably an okay time
to do
that.
Just take some flashlights on there. It'll be fine.
Could do that. And again, we've always recommended you start about 5 in the morning. That makes you popular around the neighborhood. And, you know, it's always a good thing. Speaking of around the neighborhood, woman watching some fireworks from a pier when the chairman of a committee of her homeowners association told her it was after hours and she had to leave. The chairman was armed and allegedly raised a gun at the woman.
Oh, my God.
That's when she dialed 911. Chairman told police, well, that he was authorized to enforce his homeowners association rules. Police arrested him, thank goodness. Another member of the community association said the chairman was supposed to document violations and not approach people with guns. But you know, it works so much faster when you don't have to take those pictures and send out those hinky little letters that you do, because that's apparently what homeowners associations do. I've noticed that, you know, we had a bunch of neighborhood restrictions when we moved into our neighborhood, and there were people who were in violation of them before we ever built our house. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going, okay, so how rigid could these directions be as to what you can and cannot do when you drive all over the neighborhood and see it? But nonetheless, as we have become more populated here in Bryan College Station, more of those HOAs out there, people driving around very slowly with cameras, taking pictures when you don't take your trash can back up by the garage and put it next to your basketball goal that you're not supposed to have.
Within the 12-hour time frame you're given.
Exactly. It's gonna be a good and you're parking on that side of the street. Oh, yeah, your dually and the dually on the other side makes it tough for the cars to get through. Yeah.
Info.
Nation.
Because after all, it's your neighborhood.
We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get you.
But I'd hate to see that we might have some HOA president decide that they'd like to take firearms up.
Yeah, I'm not cool with them being armed.
No, no, it's your neighbors after all.
I said mow the lawn.
Yeah.
We've huddled up our team, laid out our game plan, and now it's time for the biggest sell of the year. All right, team, ready, break. Score bigger discounts during our kickoff clearance at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're pushing back prices way back on a huge selection of new Chevrolets, from the all-new 2014 Silverados to the all-new Impalas. Pack up your team in a new 2013 Chevy Equinox, now only $21,599. That's it, $21,599 during our kickoff clearance. Or choose a new 2013 Chevy Cruze for $99 a month. Whoa, only $99 a month. Now that's a game changer, and only at Tom Light Chevrolet in Bryan and online at tomlight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy. Find new roads.
Plus TTNL Equinox stock number 53436, MSRP 25015, list 1916 discount and 1500 rebate. Cruise stock number 21201, 36-month lease at 12,000 miles per year with 3840 due at signing, plus TTNL with approved credit through Ally Financial. No security deposit, 20 cents per mile overage. See dealer for details.
It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the 8th of August, 8-8, right?
Yep.
Be Happiness Happens Day. Happiness Happens Day. Aww. And the National Hobo Convention kicking off in Britt, Iowa. You know, I oftentimes wonder, are there other convention and visitors bureaus that are trying to wrestle away the National Hobo Convention?
Maybe in Detroit.
Yeah, that's true.
They take Kevin.
Problem is, you know, can you get up there? And then once you get there, have you got any place to stay that's safe? But
are there enough boxcars for all the guests?
Yeah, and again, that was probably a pretty, I don't know how many years they've been doing this, but they, you know, for Britt, Iowa, that's a pretty cool thing for them to do, deciding to maybe make lemonade out of their lemons that they've got. It's but I mean, it's a big wing ding. Starts today and goes all the way through Sunday, so. And I'm sure, I guess we crown a king of the hobos, if I'm not mistaken.
If they is Iowegians, then they're growing corn, lemons.
Yeah, that's probably right. Makes popcorn out of your corn. How's that?
There you go.
Day 220 means we got 145 of them to go, and we got some birthdays.
Of the birthdays. 15 of which I have.
Okay.
Over half of them?
Yeah.
Musicians.
Oh, my. It's music day.
It is music day.
Okay.
Katie Leung is 26. She was Chow Chang in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Federer is 32.
Doesn't play a musical instrument that we know of.
No. Yeah. J.C. Chazé does, though,
okay.
From NSYNC. Drew Lachey, Dancing with the Stars King, is 37. Scott Stapp, Creed lead singer, is 40. Cool Moe Dee, who is a rap legend, is 51.
Of course.
You stop it.
Yeah.
The Edge from U2, 52 years old. Uh-huh. Deborah Norville is 55.
Wait, did you have some reference to U2 there a moment ago?
Oh, yeah. Isn't the Edge that, the huh? bass player? Yeah.
No, he's the lead guitarist.
Okay. Well, bass, guitar,
has that
similar.
Electric thing hanging around his
My neck, brother yeah. is in love with U2.
Oh, I got you.
I've heard a lot about him.
Donnie Most.
Oh, yeah.
Ralph Mouth.
Ralph Mouth and nothing else.
Yeah, pretty much. Is 60. I think he may have done a couple Love Boat things.
Oh, well, there you go. Of course.
He is 60. Larry Wilcox.
Oh, yeah, from Chips.
He was he was John.
John. Mm-hmm.
Is 60. No, I'm sorry, 66. Connie Stevens is 75.
Oh, my.
Dustin Hoffman, 76.
Huh? I love that guy.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Just announced yesterday he had cancer. He's been treated, but he'll be headed home this week.
What kind of cancer?
They didn't say.
Mark Wills is 40, country music singer, and has a gun show, I think, or a hunting show on TV.
Does he?
Uh-huh.
All right.
And Brad Balsley is 74 from the Statler Brothers. Bale Tillis is 81.
Good for him. And Richard Anderson. From the Bionic Man. Remember him? That was the other, you know, that was his boss.
The sound it makes when he moves.
I don't know.
It's kind of like this sound.
I don't know that at all.
Like when he jumps, it's like this.
Oh, did it?
Or is that somebody else?
If you'll give me two, do we have 2 seconds? I can find that.
Oh, sure. For a sound effect.
I can find that for
sure.
For
a sound effect from the, for
the Bionic Man.
The incredible Bionic Man. That'd be just great. Yeah. Keith Carradine is 64. He's been here. And, okay. Did you find it? Yeah, okay.
No.
That's all right. Never mind. There we go.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, the Washington Times has a report on a government project in Alaska that has now cost you over $1 billion, you the taxpayer. Federal investigators said Tuesday that they have uncovered evidence of poor planning and oversight in the Transportation Department's Maritime Administration supervision of a modernization project for the port of Anchorage, Alaska. The project, get this, it began in 2003. Was supposed to be finished in 2005. The project is still unfinished and has ballooned in cost from the original $211 million tab to more than $1 billion. An internal watchdog is also concerned about two similar projects, one in Hawaii, one in Guam. They have no concern at all for your hard-earned money. That is sad.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. Visit NormanGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979 220 3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Raises may be a little bigger this year. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Don't count on a huge raise this year, but the boss may come through with a little more money than last year. The annual World at Work survey says employers have budgeted for raises averaging just under 3%. The survey projects that in 2014, average base pay increases will be just over 3%. For the first time since 2008. The recent rise in mortgage interest rates has prompted some home buyers to consider adjustable rate mortgages. It's not exactly a trend at this point, but the share of adjustable rate loans has been climbing since spring. The loans were blamed for causing a lot of defaults during the housing crisis when low teaser rates expired and homeowners were hit with big increases in monthly payments. Hilton Worldwide is preparing to go public again. The hotel operator was taken private by Blackstone Group in 2007. Now it has chosen four banks to handle an initial public offering. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
La, 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 la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this?
Caviar.
Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live.
Chic.
Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.Yeah.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Plenty hot today, 104. Heat index maybe 107. And the wind's about 10 miles an hour. Tonight, 76 for our low. Not quite as hot tomorrow, maybe only 100. But get this, 40% chance of showers starting on Saturday, continuing on Sunday, and in between there'll be 20% chance of showers all the way through the weekend. Keeping our fingers crossed there. Right now the winds are out of the south at 7, 85% relative humidity, mostly overcast skies, and it's 78.
Have you ever wondered why traffic on the highway can sometimes slow down or stop for no apparent reason? It's all in the math. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-226-0017. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now, 800-226-0017. 800-226-0017. Again, 800-226-0017.
The math you learned in high school that you said you'd never need in real life is actually more a part of your life than you might realize. Listen to this math.
one out of every 137 drivers each year is arrested for DUI. That's about 1.5 million arrests a year. And over the course of a lifetime, a driver has a 30% chance of being involved in an alcohol-related traffic accident.
Mathematician Larry Schiller of SchillerMath.com says math is a big part of your life whether you realize it or not. Look at the math involved in the subject of dog bites.
Dogs bite nearly 2% of the population every year. 4.7 million people get dog bites, and of those, nearly 800,000 require medical treatment. That's 1,000 people a day visiting emergency rooms. Dog bites are the second most common cause of emergency room visits by children. The annual cost of dog attack victims is estimated over $1 billion.
Here's some interesting math. Muslims make up about 20% of the world's population. However, most countries either have over 80% Muslim population or almost zero. There is no country with 25% Muslim population. And here's some other interesting math.
There are slowdowns in traffic for absolutely no reason. So I actually looked at some differential equations to look at behavior, and all it takes is one or two drivers to drive significantly below the speed limit, and you'll create a traffic jam. Nothing else. That's why rubbernecking is such an issue.
You can link to Larry's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Two men have been arrested, and authorities are looking for a third accused of last week's armed robbery of a convenience store in North Bryan. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a witness saw three masked people coming out of the Handy Stop on Texas north of Highway 21 and took a picture of the getaway car, then started following the suspects.
About an hour and a half later, an officer observed a vehicle that kind of matched the description, and we've made a stop on that vehicle. This vehicle happened to have some evidence from the robbery that had occurred.
Inside the car were costumes and stolen lottery tickets. The driver, 24-year-old Michael Bradford of Bryan, was initially arrested on traffic charges and now faces aggravated robbery along with another Bryan man, 23-year-old Anthony Reed Jr. Authorities are still looking for a third person. Traffic on Briarcrest at Freedom in Bryan was blocked for more than 3 hours last night following a crash near the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A. Bryan police received the call from medics who drove up on the scene and say one person died, an 86-year-old female passenger whose identity is not currently being released. All other drivers and passengers were transported to the hospital. The cause is still being investigated. Police believe the woman's car going eastbound on Briarcrest was hit when a westbound Tahoe traveled into the eastbound lane. An eastbound Suburban was also struck. Then the Tahoe continued into the Chick-fil-A parking lot and struck a parked Explorer, which was empty. No charges have been filed at this time, but the accident's still being reconstructed. The first week of football practice at A&M also means it's time for the August meeting of the Board of Regents.
There'll be a review of what happened in the legislature, which wasn't as much as hoped because lawmakers did not pass tuition revenue bond financing, which could have meant more than $600 million in new construction. Regents will consider moving forward to the $137 million building on the flagship campus as part of the initiative to generate 25,000 engineering students by the year 2025. There's also an $8 million renovation of Francis Hall to consolidate the Construction Sciences Department at one location. And another $12 million proposed to update A&M's three utility plants. In other business, A&M President Bowen Lofton scheduled to receive a three-page proclamation, which is online at WTAW.com. That's in addition to the Regents acting on his transition contract and announcing the process of selecting a successor. And the system's headquarters is changing its name to the Moore Connolly Building, recognizing the Bull of the Brazos, former state senator Bill Moore. Among other things, he's credited as being the driving force behind the acceptance of women at A&M in 1963. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
November's College Station School Board election will feature one race with at least three candidates. That follows the announcement from Garland Watson that he is not seeking re-election. Those who have filed for that slot are Ben Roper, John Fedora, and Michael Wesson. Also filing for the CSISD board is Quinn Williams, seeking the opening now held by Randall Pitcock, who's also retiring. Incumbent Jeff Harris is running for re-election. There are two positions available in this fall's Bryan City Council election. Both now have two candidates. Filing for the mayor's job yesterday was Mike Sutherland. The former councilman is competing against incumbent Jason Byenski. There will be at least one new member on the council because Paul Madison is term limited from running again in single member District 2. The last day to file for school and city elections is August 26th. Last year's Stuff the Bus school supply drive generated more than 300,000 items that were given to 32 local schools, helping more than 16,000 students. Tracy Payne with the Junior League hopes you'll contribute today.
Number two pencils, notebook paper, map pencils, folders, erasers, supply boxes, pencil pouches, rulers, black pens, glue sticks, glue bottles, scissors, highlighters, washable markers, dry erase markers, spiral notebooks, crayons, construction paper, and binders.
On our website at WTAW.com, there's a link to Stuff the Bus, including making an online donation. Or you can drop off school supplies at the Brazos Center and local HEB stores until 6:30 tonight. For the third straight year, Bryan College Station has made the top 10 in the Forbes list of the best small places for businesses and careers. The Twin Cities are fifth in this year's national poll among metropolitan areas with populations under 250,000. That's up from sixth last year and ninth in 2011. No other Texas city ranks in the top 35. The annual ranking measures data in 12 areas, including the cost of living and doing business and income growth. And Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has announced that he's still running for re-election next year.
Texas represents all that's good about America.
A campaign video was part of yesterday's news release and email to his supporters. Dewhurst is the fourth candidate for next year's Republican primary, following Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples, Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, and State Senator Dan Patrick of Houston. Dewhurst is coming off last summer's loss to Ted Cruz in the GOP primary for U.S. Senate. And at Texas State University, there's a flasher on the loose. University Police Captain Daniel Benitez says three times in the last 7 days, the man has approached victims in his car.
What he's doing is he's either asking questions or being able to lure the females close to the car to talk to them. And then when they do that, he exposes himself to them at that point in time and then drives off.
The identity of the Hispanic man in his early to mid-20s is not known. WTAW News Time is 641. It's 78 degrees. The 6th News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder's Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite table and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder's Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
I remember the moment.
coming.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The second annual Brazos Valley Fair, Thursday through Sunday, September 5th to the 8th. Carnival and exhibits are open daily, and you're guaranteed to have plenty to do before the Beer and Wine Garden opens to help cool you down. There's tons of fun to be had before the main entertainers take to the Bud Light stage. Great rodeo action and cap off the evening with a Texas-sized heart-pounding concert. Brazos Valley Fair. Bring the whole family. Tickets online, brazosvalleyfair.com or 979-821-1450.
Your home is a canvas. Every room, a potential work of art.
It's my passion.
Come experience a gallery where you are the artist. Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery.
It's where I can see and feel the way I want my home to be right now.
Draw from all the latest appliances. Gorgeous sinks and faucets, brilliant lighting, plus product experts that make it easy to turn your home into your statement.
They shared my vision.
Nobody helps homeowners express their inner artist better.
They knew me.
Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Masterpieces made here. Get started today in our showroom or at Ferguson.com.
Updating your kitchen? Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting for the best in plumbing, lighting, and appliances from top brands like KitchenAid. Visit our showroom in Bryan at 2410 Osborne Lane. Ferguson, masterpieces made here.
Good morning. It's 6:43. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it's going to have tendency to build across the region once again today. Any low clouds will give way to sunshine. Temperatures reaching 100 to near 105 degrees later today. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny tomorrow. Highs are probably going to reach 100 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear for much of the night, 75 to 80. A mix of clouds and sun on Saturday with a chance of a thunderstorm. Not quite as warm, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. His quick reads are quicker. His balls are a lot quicker. His arm has got stronger.
Obviously, talking about Johnny Football, you couldn't go a day without that.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
That's actually Devontae Harris on his quarterback. We'll get to that and a whole lot more with sports, including Stros baseball, and we've got Texas Rangers baseball as well.
Well, the president spoke yesterday before some members of the Marines. Fortunately, he said Marine Corps rather than Corps the last time he did that.
That's nice.
Yeah, so he's finally learned how to pronounce that. Addressing some Marines at Camp Pendleton, discussing the sequester deal, saying, just remember who voted for that, some of the same people who say something else. You know, the president's not going to meet with the Pooty Poot. We know that. And by the way, you know, remember when Hillary Clinton decided they were going to reset their relations with Russia? Is that what the reset meant? Is that they're not going to meet anymore? Well, not that we worry about that too much. Yes, you know. Oh, and by the way, we now know it's all official that, in fact, the Congress and their aides will get a waiver from part of the Affordable Care Act. That's Obamacare. Now, they still legally are mandated to sign up for Obamacare for the exchange, but they're not going to have to pay because Congress was really concerned that bright and talented people, you know, would walk away. The observation that's new today, which I thought was good, is so Congress and its staffers came dangerously close to experiencing what millions of Americans are going to have to deal with. Thank God we saved them from that. Yep.
Thank heavens.
I am so glad that the president did that so that they don't have to put up with what the rest of us are going to have to put up with Obamacare. Glad that they can have special treatment. Well, as Kat told you, David Dewhurst has now thrown his cowboy hat into the ring. He's going to run for re-election for lieutenant governor. Now, do you have once again, Kat, that sound bite that you used from the sitting lieutenant governor about what happened in the last session there of the Texas legislature and the Senate?
Sure.
Yeah, because, I mean...
Well, are you talking about... Never mind. Was it the...
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock. Yeah. Okay. If you've got that sound bite that our lieutenant governor let us know about.
All right, there we go.
Okay.
I didn't lose control over what we were doing. We had an unruly mob of hundreds.
Oh, an unruly mob of hundreds that were, of course, let into the gallery. And, of course, they were really unruly, really unruly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do pro-life people ever bring in bags of poop and blood and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know.
Like those people brought in?
They weren't. He lost control.
Yeah, without question.
Now, what's interesting is, and you know, you should be able to, in a respectful way, protest if you don't agree with what your government's doing. And that's happening in Wisconsin, as a matter of fact. I mean, they're still up there not happy with Scott Walker, who's the governor. And so what they do is they have protests that are sing-alongs in the Capitol building, okay? Now, the police are threatening to arrest the protesters staging said sing-alongs, but they're also threatening to arrest tourists who stop to watch the protests. Now, wait a minute here. Sandy Pope, who's a state rep, was threatened with arrest on Tuesday for watching the sing-along protest from the floor above the Wisconsin State House.
Oh, that sounds a little hinky.
It does. Standing next to Pope was Tia Nelson, who's the executive director of the Board of Commissioners of Public Land, who was also stopping to observe the sing-along. And the Capitol Police came up and said they were subject to arrest if they didn't move along. Now, that's something completely different. I mean, I believe we're supposed to be able to protest, and people want to stop and see this? As an officer explained, whether singing or observing, everybody is subject to arrest. When asked to define the parameters of which observers were subject to arrest, the officer said, people in the area. Okay.
This sounds like a guy walking in and charging everybody with MIP at a party when I was in college.
Yeah, well,
you were close to it.
That's it. So anyway, that's and I don't know who those orders are coming from, but that's the way they handle protesters in Wisconsin. You're subject to arrest, and if you stop and listen to them, you're subject to arrest. I don't know that I'm comfy with that at all.
I don't believe that's legal.
10 till.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This is a great time to make plans for landscaping improvements for the fall. Nurseryman, the landscape architects, have more time the next couple of months, and the memories of the growing season so far are fresh in your mind so you can make plans for what your family really needs. Good landscaping, developing step by step. I'll have details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have
have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. We're going to start by talking about developing your landscape plan. Your actual landscape plan doesn't need to be formal, but it does need to be carefully considered as a roadmap of goals and solutions. Probably the worst thing you could do to a landscape would be to buy on impulse and come home with new shrubs or trees and no particular place to put them. Keep a reference file for the various parts of your landscape plan. If you have a sprinkler system, keep its plan there too, so you can refer to it to find valves and supply lines later if you need to make repairs or modifications. If you plant flower bulbs, keep a plan of their locations, again to avoid problems later on. Hopefully you'll be able to add some type of scale drawing of your planting plans to that file. It doesn't need to be formally drawn, but it does need to show accurate representations of mature sizes of plants so you can be sure all your efforts will turn out as expected. Mark in the permanent features and sketch until you're satisfied with the final look. Now, there's a sequence to implementing any landscape design. The slowest, most permanent parts need to go in first. Major shade trees and turf grass are the most critical. They're also the most difficult to change years later, so make your choices carefully. Choose for quality in the shade trees. Too many gardeners pick only for fast growth, wishing years later that they had chosen for good looks and durability. Avoid mulberries, cottonwoods, willows, silver maples, Chinese elms, mimosas, and Arizona ash, concentrating instead on oaks, pecans, Chinese pistachios, cedar elms, magnolias, and other high-quality trees. Landscapes in the various parts of the state will vary a great deal depending on soils, depending on climate. Your local independent retail garden center operator is always the best source of advice for specific conditions. Ask lots of questions about turf grass before you invest. Be sure you're using a durable type that's relatively free of insect and disease problems. Again, talk to your nurseryman. Shrubs come soon after the trees and the turf grass. Most designers will suggest framing your house with taller trees and shrubs off to the sides, tapering to shorter shrubs beneath the windows and near the entryway. You can also use a special singular plant like a tree-form crepe myrtle or holly as an accent to the front door. Design your shrub plantings in serpentine curves. Avoid long straight rows. And then finish them off with ground covers and vines. And also color. Oh, it's fun to do a landscape plan. This is a great time to make those plans. I'm Neil Sperry. Establish good lines of sight in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Well, you know, if we're working properly, I would have hit the sports intro, but go ahead.
Dun-da-da-dun!
Yeah!
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:54. Aggie football is in full swing now and had practice number 3 yesterday. They were just in shorts and helmets again as the team prepares for full contact pads tomorrow. But as with any Aggie football right now, there had to be a few questions about Johnny Football. Cornerback Devontae Harris was asked if he had seen any changes in his quarterback after all of the distractions.
Oh, yes. His quick reads are quicker. His balls are a lot quicker. His arm has got stronger. He just become a more complete quarterback. He's better in the pocket than he was last year, in my opinion. And he just hopefully win Heisman again.
Devontae's dad played for Texas A&M, and Devontae was asked if that played any part of him trying to up his game due to the legacy.
It's very important. It's a legacy in my family. And even though my father played receiver and I played corner, it's still a rivalry. And every time I go home, he always talks about, you can't cover me, you can't do this, you too small. Well, hopefully I do my thing and he won't be able to say that no more.
Aggs hit the practice field again this evening at 5:30. This comes from CBSSports.com. Rob Rudolph, a memorabilia dealer, admits he has enjoyed watching Johnny Manziel's struggle this offseason. He suspects a whole bunch of other people in his business are getting a kick out of the star's issues being investigated by the NCAA, too. Quote, when his family filed a patent, the Johnny Football name, all of us dealers, and I'm talking all 500, had items on eBay related to Johnny Manziel. Not all of them, however, were autographed. A lot of them were like programs from the Heisman Trophy ceremonies. Not necessarily because of what was done, but because it was a legal matter, eBay suspended all of the other accounts for 2 weeks. The dealer went on to say, quote, "For me, I'm small time. That was an irritating thing because for 2 weeks I couldn't sell anything. I'm quite sure for people whose livelihoods are this business, that was crippling." Quote, "If there's anybody who's had an axe to grind, pick any one of those people." Moving on now to Bombers baseball with five straight opening hits, including a home run from Cody Lovejoy and a number of wild pitches from the Woodlands. The Brazos Valley Bombers set the tempo for a real drubbing and beat the Strikers last night 20-3. In basketball, tournament organizers announced Wednesday that the pairings for the final two rounds of the inaugural Corpus Christi Challenge, which concludes Thanksgiving weekend at the Corpus Christi American Bank Center, joining Texas A&M in the field will be Arkansas Pine Bluff, Hampton, Liberty, Missouri State, Sam Houston State, SMU, and Virginia. In Major League Baseball, Texas beat the Los Angeles Angels 10-3 last night to move into a virtual tie with Oakland for the AL West lead. Alexi Ogando allowed 2 runs, 4 hits over just 5 innings to get his first win in the last 5 starts, and having 7 stolen bases certainly helps your pitching. Here's Rangers manager Ron Washington on swiping so many bases.
Been able to get our speed guys on the base here, and we're just showing what we're capable of doing. And, you know, we got, we got Elvis going again, and Martinez starting to get on the bag and starting to show exactly what he can do. And, you know, it's working out for us.
And, oh, the lowly Strohs.
High fly ball. This is deep to right field. Hose is back. Track. Wall. Kiss it goodbye. That's a 3-run homer.
Steven Droe hit a 3-run dinger in the top of the ninth to rally the Red Sox for the second night in a row to a 7-5 victory over the Houston Astros. David Ortiz had 4 hits, and Johnny Gomes also hit a home run for the Red Sox. And here's Bo Porter on dropping yet another game in the ninth inning.
You sit there and you ask yourself, you know, could we do something different? You put guys in situations that you feel like, you know, they have the best opportunity of being successful. And, you know, tonight is another example of us just not getting it done.
On the NFL, Dallas has had injury problems at guard since training camp started more than 2 weeks ago, and now the Cowboys are in serious pursuit of a veteran. Head coach Jason Garrett says there are certainly gaps that need to be filled.
Nate Living just had a scope on his knee. He's going to be out for a little bit, and you know, Ryan Cook and McKenzie, those guys have been battling injuries throughout camp. So you just have to address it, and the way you try to address it is you try to find the best players you can.
And they thought they had. Former New York Jets guard Brandon Moore told the Cowboys yesterday he was retiring just one day after tentatively agreeing to a deal. And finally, the final major of the year, the PGA Championship, starts today with Tiger Woods trying to make it 2 in a row.
I came out here very early and won my first one back in 97. I've had certainly my share of chances to win. You know, I've had my opportunities there on the back nine on those, probably half of those Sundays in the last 5 years where I've had a chance, and just haven't won it. Key is to keep giving myself chances.
Woods, who won Firestone Country Club last weekend, has not had a major victory in 5 years and trails all-time major leader Jack Nicklaus, who had 18 wins. Tiger Woods has only got 14. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at